You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
Everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and others for? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, David, and hello all of our listeners throughout the country. You are indeed tuned into Revolution Rock, and we have a very special episode tonight. Coming up at the hour mark, we're going to have members of the band New Enemies, a Windsor group that's comprised of various members have been part of the alternative and punk music scene throughout Windsor's history. They've combined, made this group, and we did play some of their tracks a few weeks ago. We've definitely seen a number of shows of theirs, and we're going to be sitting down with them. As I said, around the hour mark of the program, we're going to talk about the project that they're doing now with New Enemies. We're going to talk about their history within the Windsor scene. There's some members that have just recently been part of the Windsor scene, so we're going to talk about that experience and much, much more, as well as playing songs from New Enemies. We're also going to be playing some songs from associated acts from bands that these members have been a part of, including Seatbelt, Dry Heaves, and possibly the original Enemies.
Yeah, and there's some rare stuff on the show tonight, so stay tuned for that. We're also going to start off the show with a selection of some newer material before getting into an entire set of Deja Voodoo songs in tribute to Tony DeWald, the drummer and co-founder of Og Music, Og Records, passed last week. And they were very important in the Canadian underground scene in the 1980s. They helped musicians set up a network when there wasn't one.
Mm-hmm. So I think in addition to that, setting up a network for live performances, also you mentioned they helmed Og Records, which released a number of compilations. It came from Canada, was the series, as well as some other releases. So really one of the first major alternative music independent labels within Canada. So it was very crucial for that reason. And then Deja Voodoo, just as the band itself, was incredible. A two-piece that defied all sorts of rules and made very raunchy, raw-sounding rock and roll that I think pushed a lot of boundaries and were very unlike anything else coming out from their contemporaries.
Yeah, they called it Sludgeabilly.
Poor Billy.
And we're going to play a whole side of 1988's Big Pile of Mud.
One of their best records, absolutely.
And, yeah, I think... was that their last full length? Maybe not, but...
I believe it may have been.
No, because Worst of Deja Voodoo was after.
Yes.
Or maybe that was before. You know what? I forget.
You know, in true Deja Voodoo fashion, let's fact check here. Let's just speculate and, share this. Again, if you haven't been exposed to Deja Voodoo, I think a lot of people know more of them than necessarily have heard them. A group that is very eclectic. They have this very sludgy, very raw, psychobilly indebted sound. It's very unlike a lot of other groups. The Cramps might be the closest comparison point, and even then that pales a bit to really draw a correlation. Something we should also mention is that recently, ahead of Tony's passing, there was an announcement, actually, of a reissue campaign that will be done for the entirety of Deja Voodoo's discography. So that's very exciting. So if you've never had a chance to hear their music before, you'll finally have this opportunity.
Yeah, so that's supposed to start later this year. And... many years ago, when this show was in its early days, I did speak with Gerard, the other half of Deja Voodoo Analog Records, and maybe I should dig up that interview and post it online. But
because we have a website. It's revrock.blogspot.com, so you can check it out. Occasionally, Dave updates it.
I updated it.
I really did. Like a good webmaster. You updated it. It's all there. It only took 2 months, but I'm still proud that you updated
it. Thanks, Adam.
And sarcasm aside, it actually is a really cool site. In addition to playlists, we also include some information and write-ups about the bands we love and the music we play here on the show. And Dave has done a number of great write-ups over the years. I've contributed a few myself, so definitely worth checking out. What we're going to do, though, before we get into Deja Voodoo and the material coming up with New Enemies, we're going to play the only songs on the show that aren't going to be related to either one of those themes. Just a very small selection of brand new material, all albums released either this week or in the subsequent weeks just preceding this. We're going to start off with a brand new track from Cuff the Duke. So excited to hear this brand new album. Obviously, they're huge fans of Twilight because their new album is titled Breaking Dawn. And we're going to hear a new song of theirs called Leaving It All Behind before getting to new tracks by MJ Lenderman and Fontaine's DC.
All right, so let's get to it. Music here from Cuff the Duke on Revolution Rock.
So
My favorite comment that Dave made during that block was, in that last song, you said, "That sounds like Fontaine's D.C."
That's because it was Fontaine's.
It was Fontaine's D.C., yes.
I was being jokey.
Oh, I
was making a comical joke.
I laughed so hard.
You did not laugh.
No, I didn't. But maybe you are laughing right now, dear listeners. You are tuned into Revolution Rock, originating here within the bowels of the CAW Student Center in Windsor, Ontario, on CGM 99.1 FM. Of course, we're also syndicating across various stations throughout Canada. We came back from that track from Fontaine's D.C., as mentioned. We heard Here's the Thing from their latest release, Romance, which has a very interesting change of sound. It's less focused on their kind of gritty post-punk from their previous releases, and it's more of a alternative rock, almost Britpop-style sound.
Yeah, and it's been getting good critical reviews and acclaim.
I still hate the album cover.
You love it.
It's a weird pink heart that's crying. It just grosses me out.
Okay.
Their single slips are great, though. There's like little 7-inch single slips for like the covers, and there's one that's a pink, like taffy looking dog that's tied up by itself. I'll show you during the break.
I think they're just variations on the cover.
I hope so. Well, you know, I'll show this to Dave. Of course, if you're listening to this, there's no visual component, so, you know, go online and try to find that out. Of course, you can always go to Fontaine DC's Bandcamp page to purchase the album. Before that, we heard from MJ Lenderman, who is probably best known as the guitarist for the band Wednesday, a band I really dug, and they made one of my favorite albums from last year on our Year in Review show. He has his latest release called Manning Fireworks. This thing is also getting crazy good reviews, and I really, really dig this record. It has a kind of country lo-fi vibe, which I'm really appreciating, and I think Lenderman's songwriting is at a peak point here. It's really improved since his last release. We heard the song Rudolph from that. I don't think it was about a reindeer, though.
No, what about the red-nosed reindeer?
I don't know. Maybe not about Giuliani either.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not. No.
Before that, we started our show and the set with brand new music from Cuff the Duke. They have an album out called Breaking Dawn.
And we heard the song Leaving It All Behind. It's good to hear some new music coming from Cuff the Duke. And that's really like the most eclectic we're going to get, because coming up next, we're going to be focusing on a huge set of music from Deja Voodoo. And we're going to be actually playing the entirety of an A-side of a record, their 1988 release, Big Pile of Mud.
That's right. And there's about, how many songs? 12 on this?
I think it's 12 or 11, totaling
about really
16 minutes. It's a great record, and you know, we're just not playing this because it's great. Yes, we are, but it is relating to a passing of one of the members of Deja Voodoo.
Yeah, Tony, and you know, they're no stranger to this show. We've been playing them since almost the beginning.
From the inception, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
And, you know, we talked a little bit about their importance already, and what was really cool, although would have been nicer if the situation was different, but they got mentioned on Billboard Canada, Tony's and Deja Voodoo, a little bit about them as well in Og Records. And we're just going to pay tribute by just playing a whole side of a record. Their stuff is not available on streaming platforms. It was never released on CD, and the reissues are still only, I think, just straight vinyl reissues. So Let's get to it. Let's play some music. We're going to play all of Side A from Big Pile of Mud, originally released in 1988 here on Revolution Rock.
Yeah.
Parliament.
Monsters in my girl, come marry tonight.